It's an honor on Nothing But Net to have the head coach of Gonzaga University, Lisa Fortier, with us. Coach, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Finally.
It's great to see you. Thanks for playing in our events all the time with BD Global. You guys are such great ambassadors for the game and bring so much to our tournaments. We really appreciate it.
Well, we try to go to the best ones we can find. And every 4 years, we get to be in one of yours. So it's always a good time, well run, and great competition.
It's a thrill for us because we know your team's going to be prepared. We know you're going to compete. And you got a good-looking team this year. And I am really impressed by Lauren Whitaker, your freshman. She has been outstanding. I think she's one of the best-kept secrets in the freshman class. I think she's that good.
Secret no more, huh? Not if Debbie Antonelli talks about it. doing a great job.
Yeah. So we're today, you've been kind enough to break down some clips for us. And one of the things that I love is watching film, especially with coaches that can teach and teach us. So let's go. Let's watch some film. Tell us a little bit about Gonzaga and tell us a little about what you got going on here.
Okay. Well, this was from a double overtime game we played a couple weeks ago against LMU. Well, the fans that came were really in for a treat. You know, we were trying, it's during Christmas, there's no students. So we were giving tickets away to local youth teams or cheap ones, you know, and everyone who texted me after said, wow, we really got our money's worth. I said, well, good for you guys. Coaches don't enjoy double overtime games, believe it or not. Only fans do. So we were down, you know, back and forth a lot of the game. LMU, tons of pressure on defense, more of a slashing offense. So at this point we were, you can see on the screen, we were down 4 with a minute 20 left in regulation. So this was the end and how we got to the overtime in the first place. Yep. You know, our team, we had said that we needed just a great shot. We have good 3-point shooters, good 2-point shooters at this particular time. Our four best 3-point shooters are in the game. And so we ran a ball screen. We have someone crushed at the basket. And then our point guard, Allie Turner, you know, great 3-point shooter. She has kind of the option. So she got to her spot after a good screen, and we got a good 2, which is fine by us. We just need quality shots.
Yeah, plenty of time. You opt for 2 there. Okay.
Yeah. Then we went zone just to make them run a little bit of clock. The point was that we needed to force a tough shot. And we needed a rebound. So that was the key. I think on this one, it's contested. We get the ball. We have both our guard and our forward in there. So again, we're looking transition if we have it. At this point, we're under the 45 second mark. So we could have called a timeout, or I mean the 60 second mark, but we decided to see what we had in transition. And then we didn't like it. So we called timeout.
Yeah, so you let your players make a decision first, and it wasn't there. So now you're going to time out. You got down 2.
Yep. Same thing. Down 2. The 4 best 3-point shooters we have. One of our forwards, and then our 3 best shooting guards are out there. So again, we had just scored off the ball screen. We would be happy with a good 3 or a good 2. And so, you know, we didn't execute it as well. We didn't quite get to the screen on this one. I think, you know, Allie needed to take her down a little bit further, but she kept her dribble alive. So then the next option is, do we have a high-low? We're going to set another ball screen. I think that this one might have gone. We went high-low. Yep. So, you know, patient. Our team was patient. They didn't get frazzled. We have a freshman, 2 sophomores, and a junior and senior transfer out there. So, but the young players were pretty patient and calm. So we're tied. we again went zone. We kind of switch our zone and man up when we can, try to keep people off. Since we run them both, some people would never go zone at this point if they never do it, right? Or vice versa. But for us, we do a little bit of everything. We had found some success in this game with our zone. So we wanted to make them run offense again. No foul. Some people try to go right away. Some people try to wait for the last. They spent some time trying to get to an option, and I think they ultimately end up shooting it in the last 4 or 5 seconds. So, you know, no good looks. Is everything contested? Try to make them take some time off the clock. Lauren's up to Shredded and I. She had just gotten a steal. Earl, we get no foul, tough contested shot. I would have liked it to be a little bit harder of a shot. But Lauren is, you know, she's 6'3", she's straight up. It's a tough shot, and we got the rebound.
So now what are you thinking? 5 points.
Yeah, so I end up skipping this one. So we were tied with like four or five seconds left, I think it was, and we ended up turning the ball over and then having to come down. We got to stop. So we were switching everything. I skipped that part and went to the overtime because there's so many of them.
Sure.
So here we are in overtime. They started it off, you know, pretty good. Most of the time, it seems like if you let a team get going in overtime, the team that scores a few generally win it. So we were down six at this time. Is that what we got down? Yeah. So down six. You know, we're trying to push. I didn't like what we had, and we were a little frazzled. So we ended up calling a timeout to try to get ourselves focused. We're an up and down team when it comes to after timeouts. So we didn't execute the play well. We were looking for a three. A lot of time left in this particular play. We were hoping to get a three. We have some different options on it. So down six, 2 minutes. Again, we have a couple of our best 3-point shooters in there. We don't get this one. Lauren's not open. Here's where the poor execution, we didn't actually set the screens. So we got people confused over here, which is unfortunate. So we call it poor execution, positive result. Ultimately, Nesh gets it here. The girl goes under, and she's a good 3-point shooter. So she knocks that one down.
Say that again.
Poor execution, positive result. So we spend a lot of time talking about that. Is it positive execution, positive result? Is it positive execution, negative result? We missed the shot. Mm-hmm. That particular play was a broken play. We called a timeout to get something good. We drew it all up. We got out there. They didn't run it right. But at the end of the day, we had a good shooter make a good shot. Mm-hmm. So here we're matched up. You know, still got plenty of time. We told them to be opportunistic, but we had to be solid. If there was something that we saw, then we could get it. We don't force a ton of turnovers as a team. So we end up, Lauren's up on the high post making that catch difficult. I think Nesh is doing a good job of staying between her man and the ball. Ultimately, I think they were confused on if we were in zone or man, and Lauren just sneaks around and is able to get the steal.
This is what I'm talking about. 6'3", Lauren Whitaker, your freshman, getting out on a anticipating a pass to be able to get a steal and take it full court. It's pretty good.
Yeah, she moves pretty darn well. Sometimes we see her in transition defense, and you're like, holy smokes, how are you doing that? So, yep, freshman. So then we really needed a stop, and we needed a rebound. We didn't get it. We missed a checkout. They get it and score. So we're back to down three, and we called the timeout on this one. So at this point, we were 35 seconds. We're okay with a quick two. We were trying to go in to our forward if we could.
Is there a time on the clock in this scenario where you're down three, a time on the clock where you know you have to get a three?
Well, it's hard with our team and our personnel. So I think that we can take a three earlier than other people would. I would say, depending on how the game's going, in the 10-second range, we're definitely looking for a three. 15, maybe. With our team, again, right now, we would take a good three. So Ali asked me last night, actually, when it was kind of getting close, like, if I'm open for three, should I take it? And I said, of course. Like, Ali Turner should always take it if she's open for three.
You should. If you have enough timeouts remaining in that scenario also because advancing the ball, does that something about extending the game?
For sure. And so right now we don't have any left. And so, you know, it's interesting, but LMU does. And so if we score, they're definitely going to call something. So we're going to be able to get ourselves, or there's probably going to be some sort of evaluation of the time or who'd the ball go off of. You know, nowadays there's a lot of those things.
Thankfully. Who on your staff is responsible for knowing how many timeouts the other team has in that scenario?
Shannon Donegan, our director of basketball operations, and she does a good job. So, okay. Yeah. So here we were looking for a quick two. We went back to a ball screen. Oh, no, we didn't. We went high-low. Yep, we went high-low. Lauren's looking to duck in. We didn't connect on it. And then it went out of bounds. I think we missed. And then, but it was our ball.
Mm-hmm.
So here, you know, we picked a baseline out of bounds play for a three, but also like, what other options do we have? We've been stuck before where we ran a play that was a bad play because there was only one thing we could get. And then, so on this one, we had secondary options. So one of our shooters comes off, the screen's a little bit too low. So she chased her, she's not open. And then, but we had a secondary action here where they did go under. And so the ball comes to Allie from three. Again, wow. We had said a two would be fine, but here we have a really good shooter.
Yes, it's clutch right here. That is a clutch shot. So this is all happening before Christmas. So how much time on situations? I mean, like, this is amazing, all the different situations, scenarios that have come up here.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm unsure which you would call it. We've had some years where we have no close games. And so when we get into a tight game, we have to spend so much time talking about we have to go over it. We have to practice and practice situations because we're not prepared. We've had a lot of close games this year. So we get the better situation than any is the live game scenarios, right? Because we try to make them up and, well, what we're down to, and there's this much time and there's that. But it's good for coaches and players, I think, especially for coaches when you're put in that position organically. And then you have to, in live speed, we have to figure it out. And so we had not done a ton of practice situations, a little bit here and there. But we had three or four close games by now. So starting to feel like we can be patient and calm in the storm, I think, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, you only know until you go through it, right? So, all right. So what happens here? Now we're tied.
Yep. We're trying to switch back screens. We're switching ball screens. You know, that's a little bit of a better look than we'd like. Number four had a couple threes in the game. But, I mean, you can see it's a good contest. We have actually two of them trying to fly out there and contest her. It goes out of bounds. Our team actually, you know, we didn't get a shot up. I would have had them run and shoot it. We practiced half quarters. We didn't have any timeouts left, so we couldn't do that. We have a couple of, there was 2 seconds on the clock and we just held it. So for whatever that's worth, that's what happened there. Now we're up one in the second overtime with 45 seconds on the clock. And then, you know, we, at this point, I think Lauren Whitaker and Allie Turner are our leading scorers. Mm-hmm. We have good players out there. We have another freshman forward in the game at this point. Everyone's tired, right? So we're having to substitute, you know, freely. But, you know, the play is maybe for one of those forwards, but or one of those two bigger scorers. But at the same time, it's everyone has to be ready. So Jaden, this was a huge shot that everyone has to be ready. Jaden's unguarded at the free throw line. So that was a big play for a true freshman.
At any time you get to the nail like that, that's a good shot.
All of them. Yeah. We don't typically recruit players that can't shoot it from there. So, she was ready. And, actually it was interesting this game, they had not guarded her too much from there. And early in the game, she got a little frazzled. It was the first time people had just kind of laid off of her to double team inside or, kind of dare her to shoot it. And, you know, we had told her next time it comes around, like, know that they're going to probably guard you in the same way and just make sure that you're ready. And you can see a little bit of her excitement right here. She was ready and it was a big shot.
We're here for that behind the scenes stuff right there. That's exactly right. That's good stuff.
So here, up three, 30 seconds. It was no three, no foul was the goal. We went back to the man-to-man. We're switching ball screens. We have a pretty fluid defensive group out there right now. It can kind of all guard in all spots. We get a good contest and then it goes out of bounds. And then the only other thing I was going to say here, so we're up three, they're going to foul us, is important to get the ball to your best free throw shooters, but also important to have the right passer. Mm-hmm. So Zariah Acuso is our best passer on our team this year for sure. And so she's a good free throw shooter too. But it's in, you know, some, last night we were in a situation too where it was like, okay, well, I want her to come off the ball screen. So you got to figure that part out a little bit. Allie Turner is a really good free throw shooter. Lauren Whitaker is a good free throw shooter. But the ball has to get inbounded first. And so that would just be the thing, is making sure you have the right passer. And for us, that's always going to be Z. And she's really good at getting the ball where it needs to get at the right time. So that was that game. And then we make free throws and we win.
What an
good guys win.
Good. What an amazing set of scenarios and circumstances that you have to navigate. There's so much to think about. And this is why we loved watching film, is because we get to learn what you're thinking, the inside behind it, and then teach. You know, the fans don't know all the things that you're dealing with, you know, from who's the best baseline out of bounds passer to who can throw the baseball past the length of the floor, who can launch at half court, or who's the best free throw shooter, who's got the best hands. What kind of defensive team do you have to have out there? There's so much that goes into it. How much of this is feel versus analytics for you?
I would say a mix. I think initially I'm more of a by feel kind of person and kind of coach. Some of my assistant coaches dig a little bit deeper into the analytics, but I'm aware of that being an area of growth for me. And so I'm trying. I was just, as we were cutting these clips last night, my husband is one of my assistant coaches. And so we were sitting here doing it. And I said, I need more stuff. Like all our way of doing things, you know, we do a lot of stuff where a similar, we have only a couple sideline out of bounds plays, but then it's the action that comes next. Like we need some more actions out of the sideline out of bounds plays, or, you know, we need to look into who should be out there at this time. And we do that some, but I just think you can get bogged down in it and you can have too little of it. I think we're balancing it okay, but I personally would like to be a little bit more analytical sometimes.
Well, you've had a staff that's been with you for a long time, so I'm sure they are already thinking what you need or know what you're thinking.
For sure.
Yeah. Lisa Fortier, this is so great that you were able to spend some time with us. Thank you so much for bringing some insight into just one particular game with a ton of situations and end up winning in double overtime on the road at Loyola. And then, that was a big win.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're the best.